I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm going to get you high today. Because it's Friday. You ain't got no job. And you ain't got shit to do.
Everybody's got a holiday. Some got Christmas and New Year's. But everybody's mine. I got 52 a year. Friday's my day.
I want y'all to hear what's happening out there, and happy Friday to everyone. It's that time of the week, man. It's that time of the week. Whew. For some of you, it's the last day. For others, it's the day before. Oh, man. And for some of y'all, your weekend has already started. But you know what? Happy Friday to you. But welcome to Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Mr. Talk. And today is Freedom Friday, y'all. Y'all know how we do it on Freedom Friday. I started, but we never know when we're going to finish it. My Gray, what's up? I see you already done started some mess. But you know what? That's all right. Because we're going to cover that today. And it's always worth talking about. Especially when people have been bamboozled. Basically, that's what's going on. But we're going to talk about a lot of stuff today. Yes, 1331, welcome to the show. Glad you're joining in. All right, y'all. So what's going on out there? How you doing today? Hope you got a wonderful, beautiful day going on wherever you may be. Hey, we got 2 hours, y'all. 2 hours plus to talk about whatever that you want to talk about. Hey, I'm just going to start it off like I always do. I'll let y'all finish. I'm telling you, last couple of shows have been on point, though. I'm telling you, they have been very informative and wow. Yeah. So, my Gray is on front. So, my Gray comes in Thursday. And I put it out there. So, he comes in, he's on Thursday. And I love that about my Gray. What a fool. Good one. Because there's a part, so everybody's upset about it. The house man is beefing. All right, my friend. And you know, I'm glad, you know, sorry, guys. NRA has been a lot of stuff. The people busy. What the people want to prepare to. I know that they're doing, you know. And I'm going to bring somebody out. So, if you want to learn a little bit today, you want to teach a little bit today, come on and join us. Go to my Facebook page. Let's talk Sarah Jackson.com. That's right, y'all. Friday is some of y'all holiday, because some of y'all, that's the only day y'all get off, Friday. Ooh, I'm telling you, man. So what's going on out there? How y'all doing? It's a beautiful day here in Texas. It's a good day in Texas to be a friend. Yeah, it rained. It was raining earlier in the weekend. It's no raining no more. It's no rain no more, man. I'm telling you, it's hot already. Yeah, but it's okay. It's okay. You know, some people, you just can't be happy. If it's hot, they say it's too hot. If it's rainy, it's too rainy. If it's a little chilly, it's too chilly. If it's cold, it's too cold. You know, some people, you just can't please. So why do you even try half the time? I'm just saying. Yeah, hey. Oh, my gray, my gray, my gray. Anyway, so you can always put on layers. I guess you're right, my gray. Personally, I don't like the cold. So, hey, give me heat any day. Well, you know, and that's a good point. You can only put on so many clothes. You can only take off so much. And that goes back to my original thing. I'll say it one day on the show. Everybody just walk around butt naked. Then that's one less thing you have to worry about hiding and fronting about, right? If you're sagging, you're just sagging. You know, if you're protruding, you're just protruding. What I mean, you know, why even worry about it? You got them veins running, purple and blue veins running through your legs. Oh, well, you just got them running through your legs. That makes you somebody something else to really think about besides what you're trying to hide. And you know what? There's a lot of things we do, man. We have a lot of stuff. Why do we do that? I guess it's just human nature, huh? We scared to be ourselves sometimes, and ourselves not being ourselves is what actually get us in trouble. Oh boy, I tell you, it's amazing, and it's just the human psyche. That's the way the human psyche works, man. I don't know why, but it is. Hey, but you know what? It's all good. It's all good. That's why we do these shows, man. So we can let some of our real self out. You know, so you can let some of your real self out, and we all can have us a good time in the process. It's Friday, so y'all know we're going to laugh a little. We're going to joke a little. We're going to fuss a little, of course. And but the bottom line is we're going to help each other learn something. You can't argue with learning something. You know, if you're one of those people that automatically says you know everything and there's nothing anyone else can teach you, then you really aren't learning anything. I mean, you're just stuck. You're not as smart as you think. Yeah, that's for real. That's real talk. That's real talk right there. Oh man, I'm telling you, I'm chill. Y'all notice I'm kind of chill today. You know, I'm not hyped up like I was the last couple of days. But it's okay. I'm still there. You know, the Lord's still working with me now. He's still working with me. But I'm still on that hype thing. But I'm on a lower level hype today. Okay, but I'm sure by the end of the show, I will not be on that lower level hype type of thing. I'm going to tell you that now. All right, well, I done chatted up a little bit, so let's go on and get on with the get on. House rules. The show is for everyone, adults. We are adults, okay? And we are adults, and when you call into the show, we expect you to act as accordingly. You know, act like you are an adult and you used to talking to adults. Okay, respect everyone else's time to talk. Please do that because it's not polite. It's not proper etiquette to keep interrupting someone. We know you always have, you know, you may have something you want to interject right then, but just write your little note. And at the same time, once you write that little note, you go right ahead and let them know. I mean, when you get finished, you know, then you can get your little 2-3 cents in. It's simple. You know, and make your comments short as possible, even your responses, so everybody else will get a chance to get their comments and responses in also. No personal attacks are allowed, okay? We don't do the personal attacks on this show. You do not attack me, the host. You're going to try. You can try to attack me. That's on you. But you can believe this. You attack me, I'm a dealt with you. All right? It's just that simple. And I know I said dealt for those out there talking about, did he just say dealt? Yes, I said dealt. I'm a dealt with you. I know what the heck I'm saying. Oh, Lord. You know, when someone personally attack another person, you know, basically what they're saying is you don't have the mental capacity to continue to have a logical conversation with that other person. Like even you even if you're attacking you're personally attacking how can I put it? Even if you're personally attacking your imaginary friend, if you're attacking your imaginary friend, you know, you just, that's a shame when you don't have the mental capacity to have a conversation with an imaginary friend. Some of y'all out there are like that. Y'all really are. You know, y'all just can't have a conversation without attacking someone. And you know what, my Gray? That's one of the few things I actually agree with you about. Most people, he says, to be fair, most people in this country don't have the ability to hold a conversation with anyone. And you are absolutely correct. Not what we call a conversation anyway. Now, you know, some of them have the ability to have their own little conversations, but it's not what we would call a conversation. That's true. All right. Okay, enough of that. All right, let's get with the quote of the day and the song of the day. The quote of the day is this: learn to appreciate the things you have before time forces you to appreciate the things you once had. Wow. Let me say that again. It's something taken going to the Friday. Learn to appreciate the things you have before time forces you to appreciate the things you once had. That deep or what? Huh? Oh, wow. Do I need to say anything else? Huh? Do I need to say anything else about that quote right there? Huh? Appreciate what you have now. That's right. Appreciate what you have now. You know, if you have your mother, your father, your grandmothers, your grandfathers, appreciate them now. Really. You know, your family members, your kids. At no matter at what age, appreciate them. Show them some appreciation. Hang out with them. Do whatever. Because there's going to come a time. And time, it doesn't stop for no one. Time doesn't stop for anyone. And it is going to force you to look back and say, man, I remember when. That's right. You know, it's simple. It's simple, but yet those are just the little things that we fail to take a look at sometimes. We really do. You know, we get so busy in our everyday hustle and bustle of what we call life, you know, that we stop. We fail sometimes to stop and take a look at people in our lives or things that's going on that once they're gone, they're gone. And I'm basically relating this quarter of the day to, you know, family members and close friends or things like that. Some of us have close friends. We have, well, supposed to be our close friends. We haven't talked to for years, but we still supposed to be close. How close is that? How is that being called a close friend? What kind of friend is that? You haven't talked to me in over 2, 3, 5 years, but y'all still close friends. My grand, I would never say friends are overrated. Never. Now, there may be others out there that agree with you on that, but, you know, my grand say friends are overrated, okay? Personally, I say friends are not overrated because you always need that someone to talk to or just to make you laugh. You know, sometimes you just need that person in your life just to make you laugh, that jokester. Now, you can't call everyone you meet your friend. Let's be honest about that. You can't do that because everyone you meet is not your friend. Once again, that's one of those words that we use a lot of, that we use a lot. But and you know, we misuse it. But hey, we'll talk about that in a little bit. Right now, we're going to go ahead and get the song of the day because that was related to the quote of the day. Learn to appreciate the things you have before time forces you to appreciate the things you once had. Oh, my gray. But anyway, now, the song of the day, man, is a mixture of some songs. And I hope y'all like it because I had fun doing it. I really did. Without further ado, we're going to go ahead and get the day out of the way. Then when we come back, we're going to go ahead and talk about some things that we missed during the the Zimmerman trial. All right? Without further ado, y'all, here it is, the songs of the day.
Let's begin now.
No, today, I just woke up and I
like
said
this.
No, instead of waiting on a good day, waiting around through ups and downs, waiting on something to happen, I just said.
And now for something completely different.
In the street.
All right, y'all, that was the songs of the day. That's the songs of the day. Hey, we had some Tupac. We had some B-52s. We had some, what else were there? We have up in there, Michael. Of course, you know we had some Michael Jackson up in there. We had some Nappy Roots up in there. Yeah, that was it, y'all. That was it. The songs of the day, yeah. I got some new equipment, so I'm playing with learning how to do some things. So y'all going to have to work with me. Oh, I'm a figure. I'm going to get it right, though. That's for dang on sure. All right. So, anyway. Now that we have the preliminary things out of the way, we can go ahead and get on with what we're going to be talking about today, and that's whatever the heck you want to talk about. Of course, I'm going to start it off, though, because I got something on my mind, because, you know, there's some things going on out there, and I'm just tired of hearing about it. I mean, if we're going to talk about some things, we really need to talk about the true nature of what it really embodies, okay? Now, I know some of you are going to disagree with me. That's fine. And I understand that. That's good, too. However, I just got to put it out there the way I'm feeling. All right? Now, here it is. Black folk and some of you white folk out there, you progressive white folk, here it is. Pain, I'm going to put it out there so easy for you to understand. If you don't understand it after this, then, hell, I don't know what's going on with you. All right? It's just that simple. Here it is. Everybody is up in arms. They outraged. They mad. They upset. They mad at the Zimmerman verdict. They mad at this. They mad at that. It was tragic. Okay? It was tragic that a 17-year-old young man lost his life. Not only just a 17-year-old, you know, and some of y'all going to say, well, don't forget to say he was a 17-year-old black young man. Well, he was a 17-year-old young man, period. Okay? Number one. Okay? He's a young man. Yes, he happened to be black, but he's still a child that will not get to see his future. You know, he has parents out there that will not get to see their grandchildren because why? He's no longer here, okay? However, although as tragic as that may seem, there's a bigger issue. There's a bigger issue than race, okay? This trial, and once again, I'm trying to tell you, this trial was not about the race card. Although, you had Jesse Jackson and everybody else get up, the racist enforcers, as I'm going to call them, get up yelling, screaming, holler, and force these people to have a trial that they knew they weren't ready to have and all that, just to appease everybody. But it wasn't about race. It wasn't. Y'all really want to know what this was about? Y'all really want to know what the Zimmerman? And I'm going to tell you why it wasn't about race. Because that was not the only case with racial tones to it. It wasn't. There was one in New York. There's another one getting ready to go on in Jacksonville, Florida. You know, and there's a couple of more around the country. So for this one trial to get that much attention, and to put it on race is what they want you to believe. It's simple. They want you to believe it's about race. And this is why. Because the bottom line of this whole trial, Zimmerman trial, and why it went the way it went, was about gun control. That's what this trial was about. Because the winner of this trial, yes, I did say winner, the winner of that trial would be seen as having the upper hand in the gun control debate that is still going on. Now, you don't hear about it all. I mean, you don't hear about it, you know, all nationally anymore. Because they want you to forget about the gun control debate. They do. They want you to forget about that. Now, I'm going to tell you how blinded our so-called black leaders are, that they are so blinded to they only thing they see is color. That's all they want to see. Now, if they were really the so-called leaders that everybody wants to make them of the black community, they would step back and take a real look at to what this trial was really about. Y'all can get mad at me. I don't care. Y'all get mad at me for what I'm about to say, what I'm saying. I don't care. Y'all just going to have to get mad. Okay? Because it wasn't about race. They want you to believe that. But it wasn't about race. It wasn't. It was about gun control. That's what it was about. Now, everybody going to be in the streets this weekend, walking in the heat, the rain, whatever, you know, with their signs and justice for Trayvon. What justice really is Trayvon going to get? Now, what justice really is Trayvon going to get? Huh? The trial was never about justice for Trayvon. The only justice Trayvon can get right now is the one that him and the Lord having a conversation up in heaven or wherever he is. That's the only justice he going to have. But as of right now, as far as what this trial was about, it wasn't about justice for Trayvon. It was about justice for the NRA. That's what the trial was about. Now, I done laid the groundwork, okay? But now, see, I know some of y'all are like, oh, Lord, here you go with that craziness again. That's all right. Y'all may call me crazy. And I know some of y'all finding this is very hard to believe, but it's a very, very true point here. And we need to be aware of it. Now, look, it's amazing. That dang lethal in the chat room says, we don't need gun control, so making a trial about some smut stalking and murdering an unarmed kid into gun control argument is no good. No. My grain. See, once again, you're missing the point as well on this thing. See, it didn't start out like that. But once our so-called leaders, black leaders in the black community, forced the Sanford hand in going and trying to prosecute this Zimmerman, then yes, it did become about gun control. And I'm going to show you how it became about gun control. Now, y'all remember that it took a while for them to arrest this guy. Because originally they said it was what? Self-defense. They couldn't find anything but, you know, enough evidence for self-defense. Am I right? I'm right. So, with that being said, because Al Sharpton, the Reverend, whoever his church is, Jackson, got on national television and everybody hooped and hollered. Now, they fired one group of prosecutors because they said no, and then they found the ones that would say yes, and next thing you know, we got a person in thing, we going to trial. But nobody found that. Everybody was happy with that. Nobody found that strange, did you? Okay. All right. No, you didn't. Now, listen to what I'm about to say. Now, when this case, next case come up in Jacksonville about this young man named Davis, you know, who was shot in a car for listening because the guy walked up and said the music was too loud and he just shot in the car, then left and went back to his hotel room and ordered pizza. Now, you don't hear too much about that, but that trial is about to happen also. Of course, I told you about the one in New York where the black man shot the white kid for coming on his yard to attack his son. I told y'all about that one, but you didn't hear much about that either, did you? Now, let me show you how this case was about gun control. Okay? I'm going to lay it out there for you. I'm going to lay it out there for you. It's real easy. And the only thing you have to do is just start writing and start connecting things, okay? Now, once the verdict was read, President Obama came out with a statement, you know, like all presidents do. They come out with their statements, you know, and it was interesting because in the eighth sentence of that statement that he came out with about the verdict, Zimmerman verdict, this is what he said. And you can go and check it, IA. You can check it. We should ask ourselves if we're doing all we can to stem the tide of gun violence that claims too many lives across this country on a daily basis. Now, that's politicking for gun control. Now, some of y'all say, what? Well, he's supposed to say that. He hasn't said it about all the murders in Chicago. He ain't said it about all them black-on-black crimes up in L.A., across the country. He hasn't said anything about that then, but now he takes this moment, not 24 hours after the verdict has been given, and we need to stem the tide of gun violence. I wonder why. Why would he pick that time to bring gun control up? Why? Because that is what the trial was about. They lost. It's simple. Anti-gun individuals lost. And yes, I'm saying win and lose because that's the way they viewed it. My grain said, what does Chicago have to do with anything? And here's my point. If he really wanted to stem the tide of gun violence with all those, last year Chicago set a record for murders nationally in their city alone. And where's the president from? He's from Chicago. So you want to wait and take this and make a gun statement about for this young man that just died? But wait. I'm not finished yet. Now, I'm really finna wake you, get y'all going now. Now, last night, on the Sean Hannity show. Oh, isolated areas. Okay. I don't know where you living at, Migraine, but it's more than just isolated areas. But anyway, last night on the Sean Hannity show, now these two names are going to come up. You know, there was this Iowa representative, Steve King, okay? And he was defending, you know, the verdict and how it was right, and you know there was none. Now, don't get me wrong. Now, see, but they had another. They had a black representative on there from Chicago, and you know they were going back and forth. So I said, okay, let me really take a look into this thing. Now, I'm finna really bring it home. See, I'm finna bring it home to you right now. Representative Steve King from Iowa, okay, has received endorsements from the National Rifle Association political fund for his campaign that he ran. Okay? He has said, I am a lifetime member of the NRA because we have long defended our Second Amendment rights together. Each generation must be raised with a decent respect for guns and our Constitution, King said in a prepared statement. Hunting, target shooting, self-defense, y'all catch that word right there, and collecting are the activities that enable us to protect our Second Amendment rights, the reason our fathers gave us a constitutional right to keep and bear arms is so we can defend ourselves against tyranny. And again, honored by the NRA. I am again honored by the NRA endorsement. Now, wait a minute, I'm not through though. Now see, now these cats are on TV and they really going there. They really defending this verdict because it was about the gun control. Now that's one. Now remember Sean Hannity. Remember I said Sean Hannity. He was on Sean Hannity's show. Why was he on Sean Hannity's show? Well, let me tell you about Mr. Sean Hannity, who's a conservative television show host that comes on Fox Network. Well, let's get this right. Sean Hannity himself offered, listen to what I'm saying, he offered to pay all of Zimmerman's legal fees if he took on Jose Baez, who happened to be, what's the girl name? Casey Anthony's attorney. Yeah. He offered to pay all of Zimmerman's legal fees. Only he, his request was to have the same, let him have that girl's attorney on his team. Now, wait. I say, so? Well, let me tie this up in again. Sean Hannity, in May, was the keynote speaker at the NRA's Women's Leadership Foreign Luncheon, a coalition of philanthropic women united for Second Amendment rights. Y'all not hearing me, though. We still up in arms because it's about the race. No, it is not. It's about the gun control debate. But y'all not hearing me, though. Y'all not hearing me. Now, Raymond, I'm not finished, though. Now, just yesterday, all right, Rick Scott, he had a meeting with all of the people outside his office that were protesting because they wanted him to repeal the Stand Your Ground law, right? Okay, that's cool. You know, and wanted him to call a special session so they can go ahead and take a look at it. Well, and the combat racial profiling, because they had to put that in there. Well, come to find out, Rick Scott said, no, I'm not calling a special session. We're not doing it. And that is it. Although he did meet with them. Yes, he did. He met with them. And he also he met with them, and he act like he took notes, but in the bottom he said, no, I'm not doing it. Now, once again, y'all ain't hearing me, though. Rick Scott, once again, is endorsed and politically paid for by the NRA. Imagine that. I'm just telling y'all. Now I'm finna put it all in one big pot, Now I'm finna put the final ingredient in so you really can see what I'm talking about. The Cox brothers, or Cook brother, whatever the hell you want to call them, two little rich white men. Who do you think they give their money to? Who you think they put their money into? Huh? Who you think they, billions and billions of dollars, who you think they put their money into? The NRA. The NRA. But y'all don't want to hear that, do you? Hell no, y'all don't want to hear. Y'all want to keep going on, running around here, yelling and jumping up and down, yelling about, it's about the race. It's about the race. Wake up, people. It's not about the race. They want you to believe it's about the race, but it's not. Nah, I'm just, I can't put it out there any clearer. I mean, you can put NRA, put all these names under it, draw the lines, and leave it right on down there to verdict. But y'all don't want to do that because that's too, you don't want to believe that you have been misled, misguided, bamboozled once again by our so-called leaders. I'm just saying. Well, hold on. Let me bring my caller in. Boy, I'm telling you, I feel good because it seems like I'm on it today. Hello, Renee. How you doing?
Hello, Eric. I am doing good. Now, didn't I just say that a couple of days ago?
Yes, ma'am.
It is exactly what I was saying. And there's some people that just do not understand what the real deal is. And it's all about the good. I said that. I'm just like, you know, that I'm right on that, and that makes me feel good. But I'm so on the same page as you right now. Totally. Watch the same thing you're watching. Totally agree with you on every point that you said. Totally.
Well, thank you, Renee. Thank you. You know, but it's amazing. It's amazing how, you know, we don't see this because we don't want to see it. We'll put it that way. We don't want to see that. You know, everybody rather get up and want to yell and holler about it's racism, it's profiling. Y'all need to really pay attention. That's what they want y'all to want us to think. That's exactly what they want. But this was a war held in the courtroom over gun control.
Exactly.
With the NRA having put much money in there to make sure the verdict came out the same the way they wanted it to come out. Easy.
This has never happened before that the governor would just take the prosecutor off the case and put another prosecutor in place to prosecute a case that they didn't have much of a case for to begin with. And then you're upset because he lost it? He was going to lose it on purpose.
Thank you.
He was going to lose it on purpose. I do remember saying this at the very beginning of the trial, and everybody's like, oh, you're crazy. No, you have to look at the evidence. Sometimes you look at things with blinders on because it's an emotional event. But when you take your blinders off and you look at it objectively, you can see the bigger picture. It has to be more than what was presented. And once you see that, now people are starting to see it. It's like, oh, well, yeah, you're right. Well, yeah, look at it from, don't always look at everything with such emotion. Take the emotion out of it. You have to take the emotion out of it. And we as African-Americans, we as people in general, just do not do that. We look at the black and the white, and we just say it's a black and a white thing. It is partly that, but the major, bigger picture is so much broader, and we just ignore it because we want it to be that way. We want it to be the right way, but it's never that way. It's always something else, and we have to take a bigger look at issues that go on in this world because you think they're one way, but it's definitely not the way you think it is.
Hey, that's it. You're right. Hold on, we got somebody else with their hand up. So let's see. Uh-oh, I think we just got them. All right, Mr. Joe, you're on the air. What's going on?
I think it's all about feminism.
It's about
whatever.
Feminism.
I'm sure.
Ever. Hi, Joe. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Renee, how you doing?
Good.
Look, when you're talking about it's all about gun control, are you saying, Eric, that the motivation for the prosecution to take this event to trial was to promote gun control?
Well, no. The prosecution was called up, was forced into something that I don't think they really realized what was going on until it was too late. Understand? You know what I'm saying?
Well, then, who motivated them? Who told them to take this to trial?
Well, they were bamboozled or I guess you can say forced into to this whole thing by our so-called black leaders by standing up there and ranting and raving. But once it came to trial, that's when it became about the gun control.
Well, nothing was mentioned inside the trial about gun control.
Of course not. They don't. They didn't want you, George. I mean, George. Lord have mercy. I'm going to call you George. Joe. They don't want. They didn't. They don't. They don't want the American public to realize what that was about. It was about gun control. It wasn't about race and all that. It was about the Second Amendment and gun control. Because everybody on the defense side, had some connection with either with the NRA, the Cox brother who run it, even the governor who removed the original prosecutor and brought it and forced another team to take over.
Hello.
Well, look, I can understand how when the trial commenced, how people would take it up as a cause celeb for whatever particular cause that they naturally espouse, but I don't. When you keep saying it's about gun control, what you're saying is that the prosecution took this to trial because they were motivated either by the people upstairs or by
motivated. That's not
backroom
the word.
Deals
motivated.
Or something like that.
They weren't motivated, Joe. They were forced.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then you're gonna have
forced.
To prove it.
They were forced. No, they were forced into this into the trial. They were not supposed to win the trial from the get go. Because they didn't have the evidence.
You're going to have to prove that.
And here's easy. Mm-hmm. Originally, they didn't arrest George Zimmerman. Why? Because they said there was enough evidence that said it was self-defense.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
now you got to think about it. You got to listen, Joe, now. And you know, with the NRA and the Second Amendment, everybody say what? I need my gun for what? Self-defense, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right, now, So once it became this big thing, you know, now you got to put the team together to defend this right to have your gun as self-defense, right? Which is what Zimmerman's defense was all about. It wasn't stand your ground. It was about self-defense.
But again, in order to say that something was about some particular topic,
it was, Joe. I mean,
no,
Joe,
you
I just,
still,
I just,
no, you
I just
still have
it,
to
I
say
the
reason
no.
that they did it was because they were pushed by people to bring this to trial for gun control.
Joe.
No, I think the pressure from the black community to have something done was the main motivation. And you can't please all the people all the time, but you don't want an angry black community saying that they're being treated fairly. They're being mistreated. So you have to make a stand and say, okay, well, maybe we need to do something about this kid, because they weren't going to do anything about it in the very beginning. They didn't even arrest George Zimmerman. He wasn't even placed in detective custody or anything. So they didn't want it to seem like they weren't going to take this case seriously. So they had to do what would make them look good, but still make it seem like they were having justice done.
Well,
so the governor didn't have to do what he did. He didn't have to take the prosecutor off the case. That was a very good prosecutor. He only lost two cases.
Yeah.
And he's been a prosecutor for 20 years. So why would you take him off the case? He seemed very competent. And then the other thing is, if you're trying a case like this, how come you didn't present all the evidence that was there? How come you didn't demonize George Zimmerman for racial profiling? There's a whole host of things that you could have demonized him for, but you didn't do that. You didn't even let people know who Trayvon Martin was. A good prosecutor is going to make you feel like you understood who this young man was and that you were there and you could feel that he every breath in his body was out of it. They didn't do that. You thought that you understood that he had iced tea and some Skittles.
That's right. And why did you ever notice throughout the whole trial, how many times did they put the onus of why did George Zimmerman have that gun on his hip? They never put the onus on that.
Well, then how was it about? Then how is it about gun control if they don't refer to the gun in his head?
It's about gun control because George Zimmerman had a concealed weapon.
Mm-hmm.
He had the right to bear arms.
Mm-hmm.
That is his Second Amendment right to bear arms, and that is the whole premise of the whole case. Because
if he did not have
that gun, that young man would still be alive today. Maybe he would have been injured for a little while, but he'd be fine today. George Zimmerman would not have been on trial because there wouldn't have been nothing to be on trial. They would have had a little scuffle. They both would have gone to the hospital, and that would have been the end of it. They would have been arrested.
Well, let's talk about that. For one thing.
Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
Okay.
Go ahead. I'm curious. Go ahead.
All right. You've got one guy killing another guy, and the guy doesn't get arrested. Now, why? They don't have witnesses at that time. They're taking Zimmerman's word against who? A dead man.
Okay.
I would think automatically you arrest somebody and then you investigate. But they didn't arrest him, as you said.
Well, when you know everybody in the police department and your father's a police officer, they're going to say, oh, well, you know, that's George. We'll let him go. We'll have him come in tomorrow.
Well, that's an outrage
don't
you think?
It is for the black community, it is, because that would never have happened.
Well, isn't it for
black,
any?
If the rules were reversed and George was black
and
Trayvon was white, they would have thrown him under the jail.
Well, then it's about, at that particular juncture, then it is about race because, just as you've said, if Zimmerman were black, then he would have been investigated, but Zimmerman was not black. So why isn't it about race?
Okay, well, it's not because of race, because let's move on to the next section of it. Okay, now George has got a scuffle.
Mm-hmm.
She's suffering with this young man, but he doesn't know that it's not a man. He's just big enough to be a man, but he doesn't know he's not a man. And where it changes is when he pulls the gun out of his waist. Now, you have a situation. You hear on the phone that someone is screaming for their life. Help, help, help. Then you hear gunfire.
Can you say that one
pop,
more
pop,
time?
Pop,
because
pop.
It sounds to me like, just if you weren't married, well, never mind.
Right. Shut up, Joe.
Whatever.
Don't
then you hear, then you hear gunfire, right? Am I right? Then you hear gunfire, and then you hear silence. Well, let's just put that into perspective. If there is someone who is shooting a gun at someone, pointing a gun at someone, I don't know about you, but I would feel like I have the upper hand. There's no way I'm going to be screaming for help. I have the upper hand. Why would I be screaming for help? I believe that the person screaming for help is the person that needs the help because there's a gun on him. And once the gun has been fired, the help stops. So then you have a dead person. Okay, I am holding a gun. I don't need to yell for help.
Well, then that shows that Zimmerman was very negligent and had premeditation. So therefore, he should have been found guilty.
Now,
he should have been, but the evidence has to be presented, and it wasn't.
Now, just
well, the evidence, and plus the way, if you've read, I read part of the instructions that the judge gave the jury.
Minute,
if you read those instructions.
Wait a minute before the instructions. Look, let's look at it this way. Let's reverse it and say he had been found guilty.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, think about the outrage and the cry for gun control. If he, you know, with the supporters behind that.
I agree with you on that, Eric. I'm just, what I'm saying is when you're saying it's about gun control, when you say it that way, what you're saying is that people push this to trial because they wanted this to be about gun control as opposed to people bringing this to trial just for sense of justice.
As I said before, it originally, it was just another murder, self-defense, what have you. Then the so-called black leaders got the hooping and hollering and got everything stirred up. Which
so you're saying they shouldn't have done that?
Well, I mean, the verdict came out the same.
Well, no, no, but you're saying without Jackson and without Sharpton that these guys should not have pushed.
Not as fast as they did because of the
well, it took 44 days.
Well, before because of the spotlight and all the pressure that was on you know this this team to put this to do something, you know they didn't have time and it was done.
They
purposely.
Had enough time
I
to acquit them in 5 minutes. They acquitted less of the police. They already had made up their minds by saying that George Zimmerman was not guilty.
Right, right. So
at
now,
the very beginning, and I'm saying,
right.
Why would they do that when somebody's dead, and the only thing they have to go on is this guy's word? Why would they let him go just because?
Well,
you know,
like,
in
like
other words,
say, well, you know, and come on now, Joe. You know the police departments. You know originally. When they start, they may say, okay, self-defense, whatever. But who's to say not after doing a little further investigation they wouldn't have went back and arrested him?
Well, they didn't.
You know what I'm
saying? It was because of Sharpton and Jackson.
Yeah, but they were never given that chance to really do an investigation.
They had 44 days.
Huh? That's
they had
Joe,
44
come on,
days.
Man.
Well,
that's
well Joe,
time.
I have a question
that's
for you.
Time?
I have a question for you.
No, it's not.
And I'm available, Renee, so yeah, okay.
When he not sleep.
Yeah, when I'm not asleep, yeah.
Right.
I almost fell asleep before I got on the line here.
Oh, Lord.
The day after the murder, or the night of the murder, the police department did not even collect enough evidence to take this case to trial properly.
Right.
There are certain things that you do when there's a murder and an investigation in a murder.
Right.
There's simple things. It was a wet, rainy day. They should have bagged his feet and his hands. They didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't done. They should have gathered evidence around the crime scene. They should have talked to all the witnesses in the area, which are people that own those homes in the area that heard that there was somebody screaming for help.
That's right.
They didn't
canvass the area,
things.
Right.
They didn't. They didn't look at George Zimmerman and see that there was anything physically wrong with him that day. And he came into the police department. They have pictures of him coming into the police department. He didn't have any blood streaming from his head. He didn't have any abrasions on his face. Okay, so they didn't even take pictures of his face. They didn't even take pictures of the crime scene like they should have.
Mm-hmm.
So all of those things that should have been entered in as evidence could not be because there was none. So when I say that they didn't present their case properly,
mm-hmm.
as a prosecutor of the case, he should have taken the time and gone and talked to the witnesses. He didn't do any of those. That's normal procedure.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't do any of those. He should have contacted...
Yes. Well, since he didn't, right.
And, mm-hmm. and so from the very beginning of this case, it was not set up properly. As a parent of all boys...
Yeah, well, you're making my case, Renee.
I'm making your case. Come on now.
You're making
How
my case.
How am I making your case? How?
Because I'm saying that they didn't do things properly. They were letting this guy go because they didn't want to have a big deal done about it, and they let Zimmerman go, even though there were... markings on him. They were, had that abrasion in the back of his head. And I think
not
he had some...
Not that night.
Little,
not
no,
that
they
night.
Had it that night. They just didn't, it just didn't show up in the press because when they showed Zimmerman in the press that particular night, it was a very, very small photograph. When you have a very small photograph and you have your head cleaned up, it doesn't look like there's any abrasion on your head. The thing
okay.
is that since they didn't do it properly, I'm saying that they were going to dismiss this particular killing. And as you said, Renee, it's a murder. So why are they dismissing a murder out of hand?
I'll tell you why.
Okay.
First, it's a black on white. First, it's a black on Hispanic crime. Okay.
Right. It's a Hispanic on black crime, right?
Yeah, but
right.
they didn't portray it that way. But go ahead.
They didn't. But
no.
he had a concealed handgun. And the main topic in the political world today is the NRA and them wanting to keep their concealed handgun licenses, their guns. They want to keep those things. This case, out of all the other cases that are being presented, is one of those cases that's very publicized. It's very visual. You see what exactly is going on. If they had lost this case, that would have set up a domino effect of saying, see, when you have a concealed gun, these are the kinds of things that happen. George Zimmerman killed a young black man. So they would have used it as an example. It would have been a domino
Well, it's
going to
be set as a precedent anyway because he got acquitted. The thing is...
Wait, don't be jumping around the fence, Joe. Don't be jumping around the fence.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, lady lawyer. Boy,
but what I'm saying...
You know, it takes two to gang up on Joe. I tell you that, right? It takes more. You know, I tell you that.
All I'm saying is the whole thing is it was solely based on the fact that they need to protect their right to bear arms. And
right.
And Second Amendment right. And if they do not protect their right to bear arms, in this
case... Well, if they wanted it as gun control, they would have brought this guy to trial in order to acquit him right away.
No, they couldn't do it like that, Joe. They couldn't do it like that. Oh, that's
and
like, you know what, Joe, that's like us going ahead and saying, okay, we're going to just go ahead and call the Syrian rebels over here and just say, hey, go through our motor pools on military bases and get what you want. You can't just do it like that because there's somebody that's going to say, no, wait a minute. This is supposed to be about this. So why not have it publicized as something else but get the verdict that you want, you know, that you can use later on?
Wait, then okay.
It's something we talk about all the time on this show, Joe. The smoke screen.
What is it?
The smoke screen. That's all it was.
Smoke screen. Well, that's why I'm asking you.
Everyone involved with the defensive team had some, you know. Well, I ain't gonna say everybody because I couldn't find. I was trying to, but I couldn't find the lawyers. But, you know, there's a lot of connection with the NRA and the Koch brothers and all them involved.
I know, I heard you. But the thing is, unless the Koch brothers and unless the NRA were the ones, through their representatives, push for this case to come to trial, then it wasn't about gun control. It can be very easily used as a beacon for gun control. But when you say it's about gun control, it's a,
okay,
you
got
to say it one way versus the other to be very, very specific.
Eight sentences into President Obama's statement after the verdict, he starts talking about gun control. Come on now. What
good
is that?
He could have easily used the trial for gun control.
Well, hell, in that case, in that case, he could have easily used all those murders in Chicago. That goes
well,
on.
He's going to.
Look, I give you a prime example. Not long ago, there was another case in Florida of a young woman who shot in the air her gun, right? To tell her husband
to
back off.
Yeah, I know, because she shot the ceiling. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. She was 20 years.
Yeah.
20 years.
Well, then you take a look at each of the cases, and you got to say, okay, where's the inequality here? Where is the picture that doesn't fit?
Okay.
This one was Zimmerman.
It didn't fit because she
didn't have to agree.
She didn't have a carry conceal license.
Weapon
Go ahead.
License.
You happen to agree with what?
But she was inside her house, and she thought somebody was there to. We're burglars. I don't happen to agree with that particular verdict. The thing is that with I happen to agree with this verdict, the legal verdict.
I also agree with you.
Because
I'm not
of the way that the instructions.
I'm not debating the verdict.
I'll be quiet.
I also agree with you. I agree with you in the instance, Joe. I do. I mean, the evidence was not presented. It was reasonable doubt. And the verdict, and I said this from the very beginning when we talked about this before, that I thought he was going to be acquitted because of the evidence not being presented. So I agree with the verdict that was presented.
Mm-hmm.
They did their job.
I think it was a moral outrage. Legally, I agree with the way that they came with they came to the decision.
Right. The law was as simple and plain as could be, and they had to go by the law. And I think they went by the law. Do I think that the law was right? No. Do I think that the verdict should have been what it was? No. But legally standing, it was.
But morally, I think an outrage was done because here's a guy who was followed. Zimmerman, the only person who can contradict Zimmerman is the guy that killed him. So isn't there a little something funny, fishy there?
Well, we already said that, Joe.
Okay. All right.
But
we can agree on that. Then we can't go by what Zimmerman says solely. We have to. First off, I believe if you're following me, a lot of people are saying, well, there's no law that says you can't be followed. Who says that? If you're following somebody, it's called stalking. There are laws against it. And if you're going to follow me, and I see you following me for a block, and you don't have a badge, you don't have a uniform, you don't have any markings on your car, I think if I come up across you, turn around and smack the shit out of you, I think I'm justified. Because you're the one following me for no reason at all. How do I know you're not going to jump out of the car and shoot me? And Zimmerman also said when he got out of the car and all of a sudden Trayvon Martin appeared out of nowhere, which may or may not be true, he says, "What's your fucking problem, homie?" And then he says, "I ain't got no problem. I don't have any problem." Whatever he said, I don't have any problem. But then he also admitted he reached behind to his back pocket. Anybody in their right mind, when they see somebody reaching in their back pocket, you don't wait to let them take out a gun or a knife. You clock them right then and there. So I'm
Did
I'm
you just
with,
say
I'm
clock them?
With Trayvon Martin.
That's what the man said.
You said,
and they didn't use that in court. Man. The prosecution was lousy. I didn't even think O'Mara was good. I didn't watch the whole trial. I only watched portions of it because it was so freaking boring.
Every day.
You did well. I did. I have the closing arguments. And I'll tell you one thing about this guy:
horrible.
Is the prosecutor. The guy. Ever see a movie where everything the actor says seems to fit? But the actor himself just doesn't have any presence, and he just doesn't make the movie. You know, you wish some other actor.
No, any passion. Yeah, there
huh?
was no passion. There was no passion.
Well, yeah, I mean, so he said the right things, but it was just a bad prosecutor. It was just the wrong prosecutor. He had no passion. He didn't make an impact on the jury.
Well, he wasn't supposed to make
an
impact.
He did not humanize. He did not humanize who Trayvon Martin was.
Mm-hmm.
That's
right. This is a 17-year-old kid who has a life, who has family, who has friends, who has communication with other people, who has he's a teenager, so they should have been pictures of him everywhere, not the young pictures that they put up of him at 13 or 14, but pictures of him today, the way that he really was. Everyone said that he was a fun-loving kid. Everybody said that he was, you know, you change a lot from the age of 13 to 17.
Mm-hmm.
You change. You
No, I agree with you. You know, I agree with you. People are trying to grow up, and they're trying to, you know, to
feeding in,
to, you know, flex the muscles. I agree with you. I think the prosecution did a lousy job. I think O'Mara did a lousy job. I just think that it was put together in order to pacify the outcry, either by Sharpton or by Jackson or both, to have this come to trial. I happen to believe it should have come to trial. Why are the police taking the word of a guy who shot somebody? And the person that he shot is dead, and then the police say, okay, there's no problem here. Because as you said, Renee, if they didn't take pictures of the crime scene, if they didn't mark the crime scene, they already came to the verdict saying, hey, it's okay. He shot the guy, who cares? And as you said, if Zimmerman were black and Trayvon Martin were white, immediately he would have been locked up and thrown away, and then a trial would have commenced right away.
Oh, thank you. But they gave him time. They gave him time to gain some weight, so he was like a little innocent man that was being beat up by this big Trayvon Martin. They made him look sad. Make sure you look sad the whole time. Don't crack a smile. Don't smile. I want you to look very sad because I'm.
And he grew hair
innocent.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah, grow your hair back because you look like a skinhead when your hair is all shaved off. We don't want you to portray a skinhead. So I want you to look very human. So I want you to, you know, make sure that you woke up a little bit. And it's okay that you gained a little weight. It's fine. Mm-hmm. Because they wanted to give him the image that he was an innocent person just being wrongly accused. They played their trial. I give the defense attorneys their credit. They did their job, and they did it well. They did a good job.
Who paid Zimmerman legal fees?
Well,
it was
a lot of people sent him money.
Yeah, from what I heard, because I asked the same question. I said, where do you get this so-called good lawyer? And I heard what was he getting, $3,000 or $30,000 a week? What was it, $3,000 or $30,000?
You don't have that many people in the world sending you that much kind of money.
Yeah, they had them paid for this lawyer for him. People from all over were sending him money.
Yeah,
so
he got donations every week.
He hid the money because he had a prosecutor in the beginning.
Okay.
So he hid the money.
Right.
And lied about it.
Right, and I'm sure if we could find the money to trail, I'm sure where it would lead back to. But I'm just saying, that's my opinion.
I don't have any doubt that if somebody wanted to make the trial, once it came to trial, about a political issue, if the Koch brothers have representatives send the money to O'Mara, I don't have any problem with somebody saying, after the trial commenced, then gun control could have been an issue. But what you're saying, Eric, is that the primary reason they took this to trial was
no. That's not what I'm saying, Joe. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying exactly what you said. Once it came to trial, then it became about gun control.
Oh, okay. Well, that's different than what you were saying before.
No, that's what I'm saying.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. Because once it got there and you put all the pieces together, it's evident, you know, okay, this is what here. Now, beforehand, like you say, no. The reason why it came to trial is, like me and Renee said before, it was pressure from Jesse Jackson and all the so-called black leadership group. You know, we got to have something done and rallying and whatever.
Why shouldn't they? I wish I had a rabble-rouser, you know. Making public appearances for me when I feel like, jumping up and down.
But did you notice while the trial was going on, they weren't rabble-rousing or doing anything else, were they?
Well, I don't know.
No, they weren't.
I don't follow Jackson and Sharpton.
Well, I'm just saying. I'm just letting you know.
Okay.
And now, all of a sudden, we going to tomorrow, there's supposed to be 100 rallies in the biggest cities. What for? What justice will Trayvon Martin get out of that?
But I'll tell you one thing. I predicted at the very beginning that what's-his-face would get acquitted. And I also said that this was – I like the law. This is a good law. Do you know that black people in Florida, they've benefited from this particular stand-your-ground law and self-defense law more than white people have?
I believe it.
So
yeah.
You know, I happen to like that, you know, the way that it is, because I want to be able to shoot somebody in case I feel like my ass is getting kicked.
Well, Joe, you know, you're a proponent of the Second Amendment anyway.
We all should be. It's there for a reason.
You know. So,
Lord.
It's all good.
Now
all right,
I'll
so
be quiet.
I know you won't.
I'll be quiet.
Look,
man. That's not my sheep either. We all know what that is.
All right. Well, I just wanted to put that out there and let my listeners know, you know, you have to look at it a little bit deeper than what they try and show you on the surface. Mm-hmm. And you dig and look a little bit, you'll find some things going on. You know, as
things
Renee said.
Not always black and white.
That's right. Not always black and white. That's for sure. But they want you to think it is.
Yep.
All right, y'all. We have 48 minutes, so it's the room is open. What are we talking about next? Come on.
What would Renee like to talk about? Usually she
Renee
doesn't get much of a chance to talk, so
okay.
Today we're very quiet, so I mean
Because I've already said my piece, man. I mean I like it when I'm right.
Well, I'm talking today, of course you have a chance. But ordinarily you really don't have much of, you know. So I figured I'd jump in and
let me ask you, because Monday I'm gonna do some research over this weekend and on this topic. But I'm gonna ask Joey. I know I'm gonna ask you, Joe. Have you ever heard of Hold on, let me pull it up here real fast. I got it saved in my little notebook because I heard it for the first time today, and I was like, wow, I had never heard that. But it's a theory.
Okay.
Called the critical race theory? Have you ever heard that?
No.
No? Oh, okay. Now, I was just wondering, because I heard about that today on a talk show and on, you know, one of the national talk shows, and it really intrigued me. I'm like, okay, critical race theory and critical race. So I'm going to be doing some research.
No, don't
we
do any research, Eric. Every time you say you're going to do research, you never bring back the results. Haven't brought back the
critical
results about, asking women, you know, remember you were supposed to be somebody who was going to introduce yourself to women, and then I think you were supposed to say, well, I'm only a janitor, and then find out what the reactions were and stuff, but you never brought that back to the show.
Well, I did, Joe, and you know what? When I come to the conclusion, there is no, I mean, you're just women crazy. Excuse me, Renee, but those women crazy.
Well, women are nuts.
No, but you know what? It's amazing. I guess it depends on the surroundings you're in, you know, as far as, you know, your responses that you get. You know, because if you go and hang out in a club or somewhere, you know, that's a, you know, depends on where you at, what club and what neighborhood you in. The responses you're going to get are like, really? You know, I thought about this movie called Sprung. Well, boy, was going to the ATM machine and picking up other people's receipts, right, who had a lot of money. And he would get to go into the party, and what he would do is act like he dropped his receipt on the floor and leave.
Right.
And the chick picked it up and she saw he had a lot of money. She was crazy. Oh, you know, before she went, you know, and it really happens like that, though. It's funny. But if you go to somewhere that's established and more reputable, you know, it's not as transparent, I guess you can say, you know. But you find the gold diggers and crazies everywhere. You know, you just have to be careful.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You know. But Joe, you was trying to get me. I thought about that. You was trying to get me put in damn jail, though.
Going to jail?
Yeah, because you know we was talking about putting on a hidden camera and all that. I was like, whoa, wait a minute.
Well, you said you would do it.
I know, right? But I thought about it. Common sense kicked in. I ain't going to jail.
All right, I'm going to have to do the documentary.
When you go and do the documentary then. You know, because eventually you have to have them sign some kind of waiver. See, I'm not, See, that means you get the wrong one. Look, you get the wrong one in the club, they're going to want to fight. And see, I ain't got time to be putting nobody head through walls and carrying on. I'm trying to get away from that. I've gotten away from that now, Joe.
Oh, all right. Okay.
All right.
Plus, I don't do clubs like that. I think that's the other issue. I don't do clubs like that.
Right.
I'm not a club person. Oh, okay. I have finished that. But I am going to check on this other thing, though. Because somebody said, you know, that's where the country is headed and that's the agenda that everybody's trying to push. So I'm like, man, I had never heard of that one. So I say, dang, I need to figure that out.
Oh, well, when you say that's the way the country is heading, I have an idea of what you're talking about now.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad you do, because I had never heard of it. So,
well, what they're saying is that in about 20 years, there's going to be more people of color than people who are white. And as a consequence, the nation is going to be going downhill. If that's what you know, that's what you're talking about.
Oh, whoa! That sounds kind of racism, don't it?
Well, that's why I guess they have the title "Critical Race Situation."
Theory.
Critical
in law.
Okay.
Yeah, theory. Oh, okay. I'm just curious. I'm gonna try it. I'm gonna check it out, though. I got to check it out. Oh my goodness! So, other than that, y'all, what's up with this ship in Panama, Joe? I know you know the Panama got a hold of a ship belonging to North Korea that supposedly had some weapons on it. What's going on with that? I haven't checked it out lately.
Well, I know I've read the headlines. I didn't read the gut of the matter. So, I'm just guessing that they found this North Korean ship. The North Korean ship, I believe, had radioactive materials on it or some weapons, and they shouldn't have been going through the Panama Canal, I guess, and they stopped it. Now there's an international brouhaha fixing to come around, and whether or not it's going to be a big one or a little one, I don't know.
But isn't that a violation of international law?
Well, I guess if they stopped them in there, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. You know, I think, as I said, the captain had a heart attack, then tried to kill. How you have a heart attack, then try and kill yourself? Commit suicide.
Wow. Yeah, I guess he didn't. Well, I mean, I guess if you're being caught by, who caught them in the Panama Canal? Who was the nation?
Panama.
Okay, I guess if he was trying to kill himself, I guess he figured if the Panamanians got a hold of him, they would probably torture him. So I guess he probably wanted
I can see that. Or his own people when he got back.
Yeah, North Korea, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't put that past them. I'm just curious, though. You know, I'm like, wow. It just hit me that we no longer own the Panama Canal. So, yeah, it wouldn't even fall under our jurisdiction at all.
Right.
Yeah. But you know, we're going to have our hand in it somewhere, especially with North. With North Korea,
Of course, United States.
See, with what we've been going through with them lately, is that a good thing to get involved with that?
No.
No.
Absolutely not. No.
What about in Syria? What about in Syria? Should we get involved with Syria?
No.
No.
We need to worry about home for a minute. We need to worry about, we have a man over in Russia right now who's holed up in the airport because he's a traitor to the country. We need to handle our business.
Is he really a traitor?
Hopefully, he's a traitor.
You believe he's a traitor?
Why is he a traitor?
He's a traitor.
You should be zapped.
Wait a minute. Why is he a traitor, Renee?
First of all, he wants to set asylum in Russia. He wants to take asylum in Russia because he knows if he gets back here, he's going to be fined as a traitor.
Why do you believe he's a traitor?
Well, I think anybody who goes over to that country and you're held up in that country and you're supposedly giving secrets from our country to their country, to me. That's being a traitor.
But wait a minute. Renee, the only reason why he got held up in Russia because the United States canceled his passport, so he couldn't go anywhere.
Why, though? But why?
Because he was trying.
But why?
He was trying to go somewhere, get away from them crazy folks. Because the CIA is looking for him, and you know they're
trying to hold him. He's a traitor.
He is not a traitor.
He is not.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead. Wait a minute. Let me bring this call in. Then we go. We gonna continue this one. 661. You on the air? What's going on, Kat?
You call me 661, then you call me Kat. Am I the only one?
That's right.
In on 661.
Not necessarily. But go ahead anyway.
You just sense me. You just can, like.
I know the regulars a little bit. So what's on your mind, Kat?
Well, while we were busy worrying about this Trayvon Martin trial, do you know what our government did?
Okay.
They repealed. You know what Voice of America is, right? You've been in the military. Voice of America is a state, our country pays for it. It's a government-sponsored radio program that's put in different countries, but it's not allowed. It's a propaganda tool to promote the American, to put America in a favorable light to other countries. But they're not allowed to broadcast here. Until they weren't allowed to broadcast here until the first part of this month. So now it was repealed. It was, I forget exactly what the bill was called, the act was called, but it was repealed. So now the government can have a government-sponsored radio program, television, whatever, in the United States and put out their own propaganda.
They already do that.
Well, now it's state sponsored, but we never paid for it before. Now our own money, tax dollars, will pay for it to be broadcast within the United States airwaves.
Well, we've always had a station that was an armed forces station. I mean, it's on your cable network. I mean, and they broadcast all the time, 24 hours a day.
It's from that act. You don't know what you're talking about. They were exempted from that act, Renee.
I have a son in the military, and
I was in the military. My husband was in the military. That station was exempt from the act that funded Voice of America.
Okay, let me put it this way. I'm in Dallas. You're in Austin. I'm in Dallas. And we get that station. We get it here on the cable access station. Now you have to have cable.
She's not here.
I heard what she said.
They were exempt, Renee. Now Voice of America can be heard all over the United States. Okay, forget I said anything, Renee. You know everything.
Oh, well, I'm glad you agree with me then. We can move on.
Stupid. You're just one of the stupidest women I've ever met on BTR.
Okay, I had to do that. I'm sorry. I can't. What the hell? Okay. All right. Now, Joe, are you there?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, I can't do nothing but laugh right now. I don't know what happened there. But, okay, let's get back to Edward Snowden. Okay?
Yep.
Now,
Snowden
now,
is a
Renee
hero.
Say, okay, I'm going to say Renee say he's a traitor. Joe, explain to us why you think he's a hero.
Because he let everybody know about what the NSA was doing. The NSA was surveilling everybody's phone calls, emails, and one other thing which wasn't brought out at the time was that the post office is taking photographs of our mail, okay? Not the inside of our envelopes, but the outside of our envelopes. So last year, I think they did something like 60 billion photographs of the mail that went through, you know, the channels and got distributed, you know, from town to town.
Right.
When you have this kind of mass surveillance invading your privacy, you no longer have human rights because they know everything that you're doing. Now, a lot of people are going to say, well, I have nothing to hide. Even if you don't have anything to hide, there are other people who have certain privacy issues. For example, about who's having an affair, who didn't want, who took advantage of tax laws in order to evade taxes, not avoid taxes, not illegally evading them. Most people have something that they don't want other people to know of simply because it's none of their business. Now, when you have a government that this large, which is invading everybody's privacy, they're doing it for nefarious reasons. They're not doing it for our safety, as they're telling people. And I wish the sheeple would wake up.
All right. So, well, hold on. Okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Let's bring Michael Hood in.
Okay.
Okay. Michael Hood, where you at?
What up? What up? What up?
Hey, Mike.
What's going on, Bill? All right, what's going on, everybody? Kat and I forgot the other lady's name.
Renee. How do you forget Renee's name? Okay, but anyway. Go ahead,
Joe. Finish what you were saying, Joe.
So consequently, as far as I'm concerned, for him to let everybody know, first off, this was known since 2006, 2007. If anybody else has heard me on other shows in the past few years, I've been saying that the NSA, or the government, if not specifically the NSA, they've been scooping up our phone calls and our emails anyway since the Patriot Act. People just got awakened now, and I'm glad that there's outrage about it. That's why this guy is a hero, because you're not supposed to have everything about you filed away by the government under the phony umbrella of terror, 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 terror.
Okay.
This is, okay?
Okay. I completely understand what you're saying. I completely hear you. But on the other
this
hand...
This is the butter-up part.
you can go on the Internet, and you can pull up everything about yourself on the Internet that you have put out there in the world to begin with. If you walk through the street, how do you think they caught the Boston bombers? Because they saw them walking on the street. They take pictures of you as you're walking or driving, or mostly anything that you do today is being either videotaped or it's on the Internet. That's just the way of the electronic age. It's easy to, your phone conversations are being, you may not know what you're saying on the phone, but they can tell you how long you've been on the phone or who you've been with on the phone.
No, different. That's different. That's metadata. What you're talking about is metadata. They've gone beyond that. They've recorded everybody's conversations.
I understand that. They know when you file your taxes, when they don't file your taxes. The police department knows whether you have insurance or you don't have insurance just by driving by you and pulling you in your driver's license plate. So, I mean... It's the age of electronics, so it's so easy to track those things. It's
did you see
easier.
Enemy of the State with
Will Smith?
Gene Hackman and Will Smith?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want that kind of world?
No, I don't.
Well, we're there.
No
so
one
why
does,
are you defending
but we are there. We're already there. It's
so
not
you're
that
saying
I want
it's
it,
okay.
I don't want it. I'm not saying it's okay. I'm
well,
just
defending
saying it's
it.
A fact of life. I'm saying
okay.
I don't want the government all in my
right.
business, man.
I don't want
may
to
I say something?
There.
Can I say something?
Sure.
This act was called the Smith Modernization Act of 2012, and it passed as part of the 2013 National Defense Authorization Act. And what this means is like, okay, like what Joe was talking about, Snowden has revealed that they know everything about us. They can, they record our conversations, and they're certainly listening to this program. They listen to everything. Okay.
Ooh,
so the government now has its own ability to put out propaganda legally in the United States. It's all out in the open. So they can look at other people who are putting out anti-government information or stories that they don't want us to hear, but They can listen to other journalists. They can look in their computers. They can listen to their phone calls. I mean, how is this free? How can information be dispersed freely, and how can we know what we're listening to is the truth if the government's going to control what the truth is? That's the whole point that Snowden was trying to make, is that we're not free, and we thought we were.
And it goes
Am
beyond
I correct?
That. It goes beyond that. It isn't just
now,
about their listening and just putting in a database. They are there to use that database against the people. Here's another thing that people may not know. What is the single cause, the greatest single cause of death of people in the world? Anybody know?
I don't know. Is it war? I don't know.
No. Anybody else?
No, I don't know.
Is it a heart attack?
No.
No.
Go ahead.
It is called democide. Democide is the government killing its own people.
Mm-hmm.
That is the greatest singular cause of death in the world. Our government killing our citizens. And it's occurred here in the United States. When you take a look at the death of the Indians, when you take a look at the radiation experiments that the government has done on people, when you take a look at what the government has done to sterilize women, and up until 1974, it was legal. And it was out in the open.
They need to sterilize some women, but go ahead.
All right, I'll be quiet. I'll be quiet.
Well, you know Michael Hastings died, that journalist that supposedly his...
got cremated, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember his Mercedes went out of control and he crashed into a tree?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know Richard Clark? Did you read that article by Richard Clark, who was the head of, he worked in the top security in the White House, and he actually manned the war room during 9/11?
Mm-hmm.
He was interviewed, and he said, most definitely that your car can be hacked. The computer in your car can be hacked and be overtaken. So that, you know, there's a lot of speculation right now that something happened to that car. Because he was working on a story, and he had come out talking. He had something that he couldn't even tell his wife because he didn't want her. It was something pretty big, and one of the things that he was investigating was the repeal of that Smith-Mundt Act that now would make the Pentagon actually the arm of propaganda, you know, state-supported propaganda. So if you take the Pentagon and they know they want to put information out and they don't want other information out, what are they going to do? They're going to demonize the reporters, the journalists. And if people want to make money in this country in journalism, they're going to have to bend to what state-sponsored propaganda says. They're going to have to become a mouthpiece of that. So we've been greatly compromised. And without shows like BTR, you know, where we can talk about these things, people don't know.
And you have to have, when you take a look at the greatest heroes in America, whistleblowers and journalists, in my opinion, are right up there because they're informing us of the truth. If we don't get the truth as a result of government pressure, then, as I've been saying for years when I've said, you know, welcome to Russia, comrade, it isn't going to be just a nice flip saying. It's got to be because people are going to be too afraid to say anything against the government.
Well, people are scared to say that anyway. They're too scared to speak against the government anyway. But my feeling on the whole situation is that they've been doing that since before the war. So, you know, you look at, I mean, you had people that had the black label on them, and you never knew what was going to happen to them. So it's been going on for many, many, many years. It's a part about knowing history.
Right. I think I did a show. I did a show yesterday. I think I said something about them supposed to be, you know, radar guns that they're supposed to stand on the side of the road and be shooting your speed with. Are they recording, you know, your tags and stuff like that? So, yeah, it's possible. I mean, but really, is that such a surprise? Now, why is that such a surprise?
It's not like we
haven't suspected it over the years. Now a guy has said, okay, it's really being done. It is happening for real. Now everybody's upset about that. Why?
Everybody should be upset about it. Now, nobody should say, why should people be upset about it? Incrementally, they've imposed this on us so that it's like the boiling frog syndrome.
So I guess the original, I mean, I guess I need to reframe that. Why didn't we get upset about it when we thought it was happening in the beginning?
Because it's like the income tax. When the income tax was implemented, it was only supposed to affect 1% of the people. The only person paying income tax at 1913 or 1914 was Rockefeller. Then what happened?
Yeah, your Social Security number was supposed to never be a national identifier either.
So whatever the government says is good today is going to be used against the people tomorrow. It's going to be done in such a small, incremental way that people get used to it. Just like people who were born in the last 10 years, the last 5 years, they're used to the TSA and they're used to all this. We're right. here to help you out of our fight for terrorism against terrorism because of 9/11. Our rights to privacy, our rights to have government stay out of our business have been compromised, and people have become sheep.
Yeah. Hmm. You guys need to see this movie called
What, Mike?
Winter Kill.
Yeah, who are the terrorists?
Yeah, we are the terrorists.
The terrorists won, actually. On
9/11,
they won.
What?
Well, actually, okay. Eric, while you're laughing, we are, because the documents came down from certain police headquarters that old men, pregnant women, kids, if they look like they're hostile, they can be shot. And years before, let me see, something came down about fusion. If you mentioned Ron Paul, Tea Party, Freedom, Constitution, you were considered a radical. So we are the terrorists. This all bullshit is about controlling us. It's not about this false terror paradigm, because when you think about it, how can people in Afghanistan and Iraq, how do they have enough power to hurt the United States? They don't.
Do they? Not really?
That's what Snowden said. He said they fear us. Fears us. Oh,
I'll tell you another thing.
Let's just start, question.
If they go full blast on fixing that border, you know, Mexico, I'm leaving the country, because that border is not to keep the immigrants out, it's to keep the Americans in. That, and they're talking about patrolling the Canadian border.
Well, they already patrol the Canadian border, but it's still open.
I mean,
it's wilderness, so it's completely open.
Oh, yeah. But when they start patrolling it and they start closing it off, that's when you know that the American people are inside our prison.
I'm going to start working on my tunnel now. But anyway, go ahead, Kat. You said you wanted to ask me a question.
Yeah. Were you in Afghanistan?
No, I did make it to Afghanistan. I retired just before I got I was being sent there.
Good for you. Were you in Iraq?
Yes, I was.
Do you want to talk about it on the air and tell us what you did over there and what you saw and what do you think the hope is for that country?
No, I don't. No, I do not want to talk about it.
Okay.
I'll tell you what my brother says when I ask him stuff, and he's been in both Afghanistan and Iraq. He said, well, if I tell you, I have to shoot you. You don't want to know.
This is why vets come back with PTSD, because they've seen a lot of atrocities over there. And not only that, my theory is that at the gut level, our boys over there, they realize they've been put up there as a false front, that they are fodder for the machine, that people have been duped. I've said for years, or I thought for years, is that the American military boys, because I'm not talking about the women, because the women don't get in harm's way, but the boys... Uh-huh. The 19, the 20, the 21-year-olds who are trying to do, America proud, they're there as cannon fodder for the lobbyists and for corporations. They're not there to protect our freedoms. We don't need to have our freedoms protected. And I think on a gut level, the military people, they realize that they've been useful idiots. And nobody likes to be a useful idiot.
Oh, Lord. Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, so
I don't think people in the military believe that, Joe, all the time. I think those young guys, they don't think it through.
I know. Same thing with me when I was in the military. I didn't think it through. I just thought, okay, let's join the military, and but how was I to know that if I was sent to be in a locale where I would be in harm's way, that I was going to be a useful idiot? I wouldn't know it at the time. It takes reflection when you get out.
Well, I would have never gone in during wartime. I went in during peacetime. So I knew there was going to be this period of peace that, you know, I could be in there, get training, benefits.
Well, yeah, I mean, for a woman, the military is great. You don't go anywhere to get shot unless you actually sign up, and even then, they still have laws which protect women. So, I mean, for the military is great for a woman.
Man. Well, I think if I were a woman in Iraq, you'd be exposed to a lot over there that had never happened in a war before.
Mm-hmm. I think a woman is still behind the lines, and yeah, they have some women with the M16s, and they're out there. But how many women have died? Something like 200 women have died in both wars, which compared to Vietnam is wow. But still, a lot of those deaths are not because of front related or attacks or anything like that. It's due to something else. It's not because they were in harm's way per se. Either an IED went off and they were around the truck, but they weren't doing combat. They may have been doing security work, but they weren't doing combat.
You're in the combat zone, so it counts. Anyway, we move on to something else?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Good Lord.
Who's singing? Who was the woman singing?
What woman singing?
Somebody said, well,
that was me.
Oh, that was you?
That was our choir in the background.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
I thought we had a new
one. It was a combination.
Wow. All right, so we don't have any more chicks. All right.
Okay. Yeah, anyway. Joe. Michael Hood, you might have quiet. I see you putting stuff out there. Where you at?
I'm right here.
Oh, okay. So what's all this you got in my chat room right now? What's this AR-1786? What is that?
Oh, that's a sun flare.
Okay. And?
It's supposed to be coming our way.
Oh, really?
Well,
when is it supposed to get here?
In a couple months.
Really? Okay.
What is that,
Mike? So he said a sun flare?
Sunspot.
Oh, solar flare?
Uh-huh. Did y'all hear about John Kerry and just a couple other people? I think not that guy Benjamin. They're trying to do a 7-year peace treaty. And they're doing the talks, resuming the talks in August, and they wanted to have it kind of passed in 2014.
Agreement or something like that?
Yeah, the 7 years. Seven years peace agreement.
With who?
With the Middle East. With the Palestine and Israel and countries over there.
So let's be honest. Who's going to really honor that? I mean, who's going to honor that? Haven't they had peace treaties before?
Yeah, but don't the Bible say that this one will take effect?
Oh, okay. All right. Let's see. See? All right. I'm not going to see her, boy. Renee?
I know. I'm just saying, I know.
Okay. Anyway. Oh, Lord have mercy. All right, Mike. We have to keep an eye out on that one now. You know, I don't know.
I just know this isn't America anymore. This is Russia, and people just don't see it because people confuse mobility with freedom. Just because we can move around from day to day to become worker drones doesn't mean that we have the kind of freedom that the Declaration of Independence and supposedly the Constitution guarantees.
Did we ever really have true freedom, Joe? Really?
Yeah, years and years and years ago, we weren't as subject to restrictive laws as we are now. Yeah. We actually had some sort of semblance of justice in the judicial system. We were able to. As a matter of fact, right. I have
right.
a book
Let's,
which is... Huh?
Go ahead.
Back in the 1950s, if you only made $5,000... As a matter of fact, if you only made $3,000 a year, $3,000. Now, talk about the lack of economic freedom. If you made $3,000, you could have had a 2-bedroom house, a car, a wife who didn't have to work and only pay $128 in income tax.
Yeah.
$3,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
So what about him?
Huh?
Our dollar doesn't stretch as far as it used to. So,
and the fault
you know,
of
inflation.
That is the government. Exactly. The government, by using inflation, is taking away our purchasing power, which is taking away our economic freedom. As a result, that's why we have over 100 million people on welfare and other kinds of assistance from the government.
Oh, okay. So we just need to develop a new system to say, okay, this works better than this.
We have to get rid of corrupt politicians. We have to make government extremely small and limited in power so that they don't have the power to do what they want to do. And what every government wants to do once it gets enough power is to kill its citizens.
Oh.
Just like dictatorships do.
Oh.
And people say it can't happen here. It's been happening here. We've had open
sterilization. Obamacare. That's what Obamacare is. Obamacare is to give the least amount. It is true. Obamacare is to give the least amount of medical care to people who aren't producing in this country, and the producers will get the better medical care. It's all a plan, guys. Who's that radio or whatever on in the background?
I'm at work.
Hello?
Oh, you're at work?
No. Yeah. I knew who it was, but okay. All right, so.
Sorry, I'm mute.
It's all right. Okay, so I understand. I understand now. We good. Well, I tell you. But you know what? We got 12 minutes left, and it's the weekend, man. Let's go and have some fun. So we're going to go on end the show kind of early today. Let's go have some fun, man. Come on, go and drink some margaritas or some Coronas or some Mountain Brewed beer or something. I don't know.
Oh,
that's a Joe don't drink. I'm sorry.
I don't drink beer.
Yeah, Joe don't drink beer. He drank goat milk mixed with. Never mind. Anyway, hold on.
Mm.
Hold on. Let me bring Ebony in real fast. She just snuck in. Ebony, you just snuck in. Go ahead, gal.
I know. I just. Nothing. I just want to say happy weekend, everyone. Happy Friday.
You too, Ebony.
Yeah, hey, how are you guys?
You closer, you closer to Saturday than we are.
Yes, I am, actually. I was laying in bed, actually. I got in, it was so hot. I had a long shower. Then I thought, I'll sit up, have something to eat. And I fell asleep. I just fell asleep. It's so hot in this country right now, but I can't complain because normally it's cold. But yeah, we're having a heat wave, serious heat wave.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah. It's lovely.
Ebony, what temperature are we talking about?
Oh, don't ask.
I think today
it's freezing.
Get lost. No, they said this weekend we're moving almost to 35.
35 degrees, and it's a heat wave.
Celsius.
No, that's Celsius. So that's like,
Celsius.
What, 80, 90?
No,
yeah,
it's 60
right.
degrees for her.
No, it's not. No, it's
well,
not. It's 80, 90 right now.
Oh,
when
it?
When it first started getting
yeah.
warm, it was,
oh,
it was
you said
much
it was
colder.
60. Oh, I see.
Yeah, it's much colder, but now it's getting really hot. 800 people so far have died in the heat in the UK.
Well, and yeah, when you're not used to it. In Arizona,
yeah.
Do you know that the average, I think it's either in Tucson or one of the other cities, during the summertime, the average daily heat is 110 degrees.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
Phoenix and places like that, yeah.
Oh, yeah, right,
warm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you go around and you see people, like, you know, I have to say, go put on some cream, because there's some people that you see, and they are just pink. Nice and pink.
Okay.
They don't know how to get a tan.
Yeah, but, you know, damaged by the heat, I know.
Well, they've probably gone out to the beaches and found some sunlight, and they, you know, they don't put on sunblock.
They're not on beaches, they're in the city. And you see them sitting on the trains, and they, you know, like, really burnt up, and you're thinking, wow, did you not realize how hot it is? It really is very hot. It is.
Well, now they know.
In the middle of the day. Yeah, but, you know, life
goes on, right?
Hope they get a big red ass. Hope they expose her ass to the sun they get a big old red ass.
Oh, Lord. Hold on, wait. Oh, well, he's with us.
I'm sitting out here right now. I'm in Dallas, and it's about 100 out here.
Oh, wow.
What is it, 900%?
Summer.
Yeah.
Texas.
Well, I'm only looking at 91 here, so I'm good. Hold on for a minute. Maybe. I think he was there for a moment. Let's see if he's still here. Lo, you still there?
Lo.
Okay.
Where
I think
the fuck
he,
has he been?
Working.
Oh,
okay.
Okay.
I think he probably hit a bad spot again. All right, anyway, as we're saying, 9 minutes left now. Ebony the snuck here, so we're going to let Ebony be the first one to say her goodbyes. Oh, wait a minute, Ebony. You've been saved. Hold on, wait a minute.
All right,
Lo, you here.
Yeah, what's happening? What's happening?
Whoa, what's going on?
I can't call it, man. Hey, baby, how you doing? Ebony?
I'm good.
How hot is it in the country, Ebony?
Really hot. I was just saying that. It's very, very hot.
Hot.
We're going to 80s or the 90s
right now.
It's getting very hot in the UK. 800 people have died in this country. It's very hot.
Really? That's right. 800 people have died in that country. I don't know. Anyway, today has been a pretty good show. I just been standing back in the corner listening. Like I said, it's been a pretty good show. I've heard some facts and I've heard some fiction pushed off as facts, but you know, I'll get into that later. Yeah, the other day I heard some too, and when I was listening back to the show, I couldn't respond because you know, show was over with. But I'm like, that's a lie. You need to fact check that. That's a lie. That's all good. Believe me, hey, when I have a chance to, I'll be back.
I'm sure you will.
Absolutely right.
Huh?
Where the hell is my cousin at, man?
He's doing the same thing you're doing, listening.
Oh, okay. I thought he told me that he was going to throw something at you today about some of the artists today, you know. And
the
that
artists.
Part in, yeah, these music artists, these musicians, and, you know, a lot about this music that they promote now, you know, and stuff like that.
Oh, well, I probably hit it already, so he left it alone.
Okay.
But anyway, that's all right. We have Monday. We still got Monday and Tuesday
absolutely.
And Wednesday and Thursday
absolutely.
And Friday. Yeah, we still good. Yeah,
right.
I think
as long as we perpendicular, we'll be all right.
There you go. I'm perpendicular.
Hey,
that's a good word.
Hey, quick question. I hate to cause problems or whatever.
Well,
all that anyway.
As soon as he says I hate to do this shit, you know what he's going to
do. I do hate to ask, but I'm going to ask in the damn way. Hey, Joe, have you put your panties back on? Have
you
pulled them out of a wand?
You see, as soon as he says, I hate to do this. I knew as soon as he said, I hate to do this. You knew it was going to be something of joy that's coming out of his mouth.
I can't let that go. I can't let that go. What are you talking about, Lo? What are you talking about?
All I know is I know that N2 Knowledge said, hey, we can square off at the end of town at sundown. That's all I know.
What?
You talking about me and Knowledge getting it on?
Oh, hey, I thought it was going to be a shootout at the OK Corral or something over the internet. I said, listen, over the phone. I said, look at y'all.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Was that did I miss it?
Absolutely. But the beauty of the whole thing is you transcended beyond that.
Oh, amen to that.
I haven't.
Absolutely.
I haven't. I still don't want them talking.
Wow.
Well, hey, you know what, Joe? Hey, Joe, we got something to fill your mouth up with when somebody else want to talk. That's tough. You don't want to hear it, close your ears.
I didn't say he didn't have to talk. I said he didn't have to talk to me.
We're not going through that today. We got five. We ain't going through that. No,
well,
we're not doing
it. Bring it up, but
Hakuna Matata. Hakuna Matata.
Okay, whatever.
I'm disappointed with you, Joe.
I
can't believe you're fighting.
Yes.
All right, Ebony. Now, you don't want to start any trouble either, do you, right now?
He was not fighting.
You can't believe
I'm so
I was fighting.
I'll be honest with you.
You know what I done figured out? Anyone who sounds like Mr. Solution Joe.
That's what he is.
He sounds so much like him, it's unfucking real.
Well, you know, Eric, you know what happened, Mr. Talk, when Solutions left, Joe and Solutions, you know, they had their little Glee Club fight or argument or whatever. They were fighting over pocket protectors or something, you know, and eventually.
Wow. You see, you're lucky you've been here for a while, because if your name was Into Knowledge 2, on that, how I felt about your ass.
Oh, God. Hey, wow. It's all good. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Hey, man.
The bitch. I didn't know that men do it too. Yeah. I thought it was just girls that bitch. Come on.
Yeah. So, hey, Ebonet.
Yeah.
Ebonet, when you gonna do everybody a favor and put your running clothes on and post a photo of you in your running clothes? Huh?
No.
When you gonna do that?
Oh my God. Ebony, don't do that.
I'm talking about on the other site. On the other site. That's what I'm talking about.
On the
Ebony.
Other side.
I lied.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
Look, just for you, I was actually just, because it's so hot, I stepped into a little bikini. You know what the good thing is? You can't see it.
You do that. And I'll put my cameo on in the front, and we'll be cool.
Oh my
goodness. My cameo cup. Yeah.
You cut my
no.
face.
All right. What woman don't want to see a man in a cameo cup?
Well,
oh God.
Maybe
well,
y'all
you know,
need to talk about it in private, okay? Because I don't want to hear
it. I'll let him have a picture of him and Joe. Let me have a picture of them in their panties.
He said panties. Man, that's funny. She said panties. I don't hear y'all laughing now, do you?
You know. You want to be a bunch of girls. I need to
go, Ebony.
Oh, now, that is funny. All right.
Go, Ebony.
Oh, Lord have mercy. No, we don't miss all facts. Talk about it. He's speaking facts. No, we don't miss that, Benny. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Anyway. Before we get out of here, hey, it's a movie I placed on my show page. Let's talk with Eric Jackson at Facebook.com called The Cox Brothers Exposed. Hey, y'all need to check that out, man. It's some interesting stuff in there. I was told you a little bit about it last week. Huh?
You're talking about the Koch brothers.
Yeah. The Cox,
yeah,
Koch,
yeah, the,
whatever you pronounce it.
Yeah. Koch brothers,
yeah.
They are also part of the people that contributed to George Zimmerman's defense also.
I know. I said
what
that already.
Wow.
I said that already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear you. I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
I can't believe
you
it.
You had too much shit in your ears.
Agreement.
Say what?
Wow. That I actually agree with you on something. Well,
I don't give a damn. You ain't got to agree.
Oh,
so
Lord,
I'm
oh,
for
God's sake, Lord.
I'm saying I do agree with you.
Well,
I'm agreeing with you.
I
Lord,
heard you,
said you
and I
agreed
said,
with you.
I
yeah,
heard that.
Lord, I'm agreeing
get on your
with
broom
you.
And go. Get on your,
not lady,
get on your broom and go.
That's not lady.
I know that.
Come on.
I know that.
Come on
right.
guys.
I know exactly what it is.
The people
right.
who made, apparently the people who made us, soft and gentle.
Joe, the thing with Renee is,
mm-hmm.
She's a cute girl with the ponytails that'll go out and kick the boy in the leg. I didn't do anything. That's the next. I figured
well, that's
out.
All chicks.
Yeah, I figured it out. Yeah.
No,
you ain't been here.
He ain't got me figured out yet. He's
oh, no, he's got you right,
yeah,
Renee.
I
mean, you're part of the female
right.
gender. You
absolutely,
probably kick
yeah.
Boys in the shins and then, you know,
no,
say, I didn't do
no.
that.
No, I would sock him in the face.
And then say it was his fault, yeah.
No. Because he didn't insult me or something, so then I'd have to sock him in the face. I wouldn't
oh,
kick
dear.
Him in the shins. I'd go toe-to-toe with him, eye-to-eye with him. I'd stand straight up and confront the situation. I wouldn't kick him in the shin.
No, then get your brother. Mm-hmm.
Go,
no,
Renee.
No, my brother's younger than me. Uh-huh. I'm the oldest sister, so I have to come correct.
Oh, wait a minute.
Go,
you're
Renee.
One of these.
Go, Renee.
I'd have
you
to stand
toe-to-toe.
I'm short, too,
yeah,
so,
okay.
You know. I'm
right.
short, so I'd have to, you know.
She's
going to
pack you up. She's going to back you
she
up from head.
I have
butt.
Five boys. I'm going to have five. And they're all 6 foot or taller. So, yeah, 1'6", 8". So, yeah, so I'd have to handle my own. So, trust, I'd handle it.
All right.
So,
sounds
don't
good.
Scare me. He don't scare me at all.
Go, Renee.
Renee, fight. Go, Renee. All right, y'all. I got to go and get out of here, man. I got to go and get this. Man, come on. All right. Enough. See, where was y'all at earlier in the show? See, y'all wait to the end of the show. Y'all want to clown now. Okay, it's okay, though. We got Monday. So, before we get into Lo, yeah, I'm going to let you start off, Lo.
Quickly.
Go ahead. Your final words.
Wait a minute.
Well, never mind. Go ahead, Ebony. You go ahead and say what you got to say. Lo drop.
I heard that you should be now not buying Soft and Gentle. Is it Soft and Gentle toilet paper? The people who make Soft and Gentle toilet paper and napkins, apparently they're now supporting Zinnemann. So you got a whole list of people you guys need to be.
Oh yeah, that's the Cook brothers, whatever they call their name is. Yeah,
is that in that article you're talking about?
Yeah, that has a lot to do with it too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Joe don't have Facebook, so. But
No.
Yeah.
I anticipated all this NSA shit years ago.
Years ago. Mm-hmm. All right. So, Ebony, go ahead with your final words, ma'am.
Oh, well, my final words are...
Besides, go, Renee.
I love Renee. Renee, you know what? Sometimes you have to kick some butt. And love to see it, especially Joe, but it would be good.
Thank you,
Yeah.
Oh, you two want to gang up on me? You just need about four more women.
Okay, wait a minute. Can she finish her last words, please?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. My last words are have a really great weekend, you guys. I did miss most of the show because I was asleep in my bikini. But anyway. I want to say have a lovely, lovely weekend. And I think, you know what, the great thing is that we have choice. So you can choose to do something good this weekend, or you can choose to do something that isn't so good. But whatever you do, make a good choice. Choice is good.
That's me.
I'm out.
All righty. Thank you, ma'am. You have a great weekend.
Thank you.
All righty.
Uh-huh.
All right. Kat, where you at?
I just want to say that Mr. Solutions and Into Knowledge are all full of shit. I can't hardly stand to listen to them anymore. And you all have a great weekend.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. There you go with them haymakers. Okay. Thank you, Kat. See, you mm-hmm. have a good weekend. Enjoy the Austin weather. All right, Michael. Michael Hood. Okay, well, that leaves, let's see, who we got left? Joe.
Renee.
Joe.
We got Renee.
Oh, okay. Well, I said Joe first, though.
Oh, okay. Well, you know me, I'm a man of few words, and everybody have a good weekend, and see you next time.
All right, that was Joe. And you have a good weekend, sir. Stay out in the mountains.
Thank you.
You know, it's kind of hot up in there. The floods.
Kind of cool up in here. You guys can absorb the heat, okay?
I like the heat. Ain't got no problem with me. All right, sir. I'll talk to you.
All right, talk to you later.
Have a good one. All right.
You too.
All right, Renee, you got the final word.
Hey, you know, I'm going to take you back on Ebony for a second. You know, we all have a choice in the things that we do and how we do them and how we choose to react to certain situations that you end up in. And, you know, we also have a choice to live what we want and do what we want. And, you know, this country is built on that fact. Everyone doesn't agree about it, and that's okay. Everybody doesn't have to like it, and that's okay, too. But, you know, you always have the choice to do what you feel is right for yourself. So, you know, when people come at you from different directions or out of the blue or off of the cuff with some craziness, acknowledging it doesn't always help because it's just that craziness. So you have to move on from it. So everybody have a good weekend, and thank you for letting me say my piece, and we'll see you on Monday.
All right. Thank you, Renee. And you have a good weekend as well. Enjoy the Dallas weather.
I will. Bye.
All right. Have a good one. Bye-bye. All right, y'all. I'm telling you, another great show. I tell you. Hey, you know what? It's Friday, right? It's Friday. And I'm not going to say anything profound like I really do any time, other time. But you know what? Just go out and like everyone else say, go out and enjoy the weekend. You know, go out and enjoy the people close to you. If they're close to you and you can, go out and enjoy them. If the weather permits, go on a picnic or, you know, have a little cookout at the house, or hey, just have a just go and visit. You know, you don't have to stay long. Just let them know that you are thinking of them. Hang out with them. Like I said at the beginning of the show, you know, you better enjoy them now, because there's gonna come a time, believe it or not, there is gonna come a time when they won't be there and you're gonna wish they were. All right. Well, that's it, y'all. And I'm going to go out of here with this party mix for Friday. Just remember, keep smiling, show appreciation, and forgive with an open heart. Hey, it's fun. Time for me to go and get my son and have some fun. Until y'all Monday. Y'all have a good one. I'm out of here. Peace.
Let's begin now.
You know, today, I just woke up and I said, no, instead of waiting on a good day, waiting around through ups and downs, waiting on something to happen. I just said,
and now for something completely different.
If you see a faded sign at the side of the road that says 15 miles to the night.
Mm.